From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government remains optimistic that Indonesia's economy will grow at 3.7 to 4.5% year-on-year until the end of 2021. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto at the webinar on Friday escorted by Antara. He also said in the second quarter of 2021, economic growth recovered by 7.07%. As a whole, the projection is still positive at 3.7 to 4.5% year-on-year. Minister Hartarto further said the government continues to adapt its policies to the COVID-19 pandemic situation, but it, however, does not make one-size-fits-all policy for all regions due to the diversity of their capacity and cultures. In addition to that, the government continues to distribute social aid packages to protect the purchasing power of people impacted by the coronavirus. The Minister of Public Works and Public Housing has allocated 28.2 trillion Indonesian rupiah for the Housing Fund Liquidity Facility financing for 2022. The government will allocate a housing financing subsidy for a total of 28.2 trillion rupiah with a target of 200,000 subsidized housing units through the FLPP funds. It was said by Director General of Infrastructure and Public Housing Funding at the Ministry, Heri Trisaputra Zuna, at the webinar originating from Jakarta on Friday, escorted by Antara. He informed in 2021, the government allocated funding for housing financing subsidies for 157,500 units through the FLPP program. He also said additionally, there were also 18,000 units of saving-based housing financing assistance. The government will strengthen business supervision even though the licensing process has been simplified with the enforcement of the job creation law. The government will strengthen surveillance, the permits are made easier, but supervision is strengthened. It was said by expert staff for Economic Productivity and Competitiveness Development at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Lestari Indah, at the webinar in Jakarta on Friday, escorted by Antara. She explained business supervision will also be better than before the Job Creation Act was implemented. At that time, business actors were regulated by more than one ministry and institution, so their supervision was not well scheduled. State-run pharmaceutical company PT Bio Farma has said it is in the process of distributing 15 million doses of Finnish Sinovac vaccine that Indonesia received in August 2021 through bilateral scheme or grants from friendly countries. Bio Farma received the Sinovac vaccine on August 13 and August 16 with 5 million doses each and another 5 million doses of grant from the Kingdom of the Netherlands. It was said by Bio Farma Corporate Secretary and the company's COVID-19 spokesperson, Bambang Herianto, via short messaging on Friday as reported by Antara. He informed the vaccine are parts of the 25 million doses of the Sinovac vaccine that Indonesia has received as of the end of August 2021. He added the arrival of the next Sinovac vaccine batches is planned to take place on Monday and Friday. Each batch will comprise 5 million doses. Let's move on to the international news. Immigration Minister of Canada Marco Mendicino said on Friday that Canada would consider taking in additional Afghan refugees on behalf of the United States or other allies if asked to do so. Mendicino said in an interview that the government should keep the door open to all possibilities. The minister said if there were Afghans who had assisted coalition partners during the mission that also met the criteria for Canadian humanitarian resettlement program, he thinks the government should be prepared to consider such an arrangement. Canada is part of coalitions of countries frantically trying to evacuate Afghan citizens who supported Western missions in Afghanistan over the years, amidst the Taliban takeover of the country that occurred in days rather than months are expected. The US government said on Friday that a dozen countries from Europe to the Middle East and Central Asia will allow Americans and others evacuated from Kabul to transit their territory as it steps up its evacuation efforts from Afghanistan. The State's Department spokesperson Ned Price said Bahrain, Denmark, Germany, Italy, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Qatar, Tajikistan, Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, and Uzbekistan had already begun or will soon begin transiting Americans or, in some circumstances, others through their territories. Reuters first reported that Germany and other countries in the Middle East had agreed to temporarily house people evacuated from Kabul. The United States is desperately trying to evacuate thousands of people from Afghanistan as reports of Taliban reprisals against Afghans who work with US-led forces increase, forcing foreign powers to accelerate the evacuation efforts. The huge container ships that blocked the Suez Canal in March, disrupting global trade, has passed back through the waterway without incident. As quoted by BBC.com, the Suez Canal Authority, or CSA, said the Evergreen Given was among a convoy of vessels sailing from the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. It had been offloading its cargo in Europe and is now en route to Asia. The ship was refloated after a major six-day salvage operation that led to the death of one person. It was then impounded for 3 months near the canal city of Ismailia, while a compensation deal was agreed between Egypt and the Ever Given's owners. That was the news. This comes from Jambi. Various models of Jambi women's clothes attracted the attentions of visitors to the temporary exhibitions Eloknyo Busano Upik Jambi, which was held by the Siginje Museum of Jambi Province from 18 to August 24, 2021. The collection displayed in the exhibitions include daily cultural arts and ceremonial clothes. Head of the Jambi Siginje Museum, Leni Hunur Leni, explained that every Jambi's upik or woman dress contains a philosophy so that its use is different from one to another. She hopes that the temporary exhibition Eloknyo Busano Upik Jambi can increase knowledge for the community, especially the younger generation of Jambi, to love Jambi's unique clothes. Next news comes from Makassar South Sulawesi. Hasanuddin University in Makassar South Sulawesi hosted the 2021 Indonesian Linguistic Society or KIMLI International Congress. Chairman of the KIMLI Committee, Dr. Ihwan M. Said, on the sidelines of the Congress, last Wednesday said that the Congress themed Nusantara Language Multiculturalism of the Nation was held virtually. He said that Kim Lee has been organized by the Indonesian Linguistic Society since 1975. This Congress involves linguistic experts from various institutions in Indonesia. The purpose is to advance linguistic scientific research, both in theory and application to other related fields of study. Last news comes from Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. The provincial's government of West Nusa Tenggara promoted the implementation of the World Superbike and MotoGP at the commemoration ceremony of the 76th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. Deputy Governor of West Nusa Tenggara, Siti Rohmi Jalilah, while leading the commemoration ceremony at the Bumi Gora Field, West Nusa Tenggara's governor office in Mataram last Tuesday announced that the construction of the Mandalika International Circuit Track has been completed. This achievement, according to Siti Rohmi, further thickens the optimism of the province community that soon they will host the World Superbike event at the end of 2021 and MotoGP in 2022. She also explained that currently the asphalting of the Mandalika Street Circuit has been completed with a track length of 4.32 kilometers and 17 bends. So, in early November 2021, international racers are ready to explore the track in the World Superbike Championship.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website, voinews.id.
We begin today in story with the event of 21st of August 1944, the Dumbarton Oaks Conference. The Dumbarton Oaks Conference is known formally as the Washington Talks on World Security and Security Organizations. The meeting was the forerunner of the founding of the United Nations, or UN. The conference was the first important step taken to implement Paragraph 4 of the 1943 Moscow Declaration about the need for a post-war international organization to replace the League of Nations. At the conference, the delegates from China, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States discussed proposals for the establishment of an organization to maintain peace and security in the world. The meeting took place from 21st of August to 7th of October 1944. It resulted in a decision about which countries would be invited to become members of the United Nations, the formation of the UN Security Council, and the veto power given to permanent members of the Security Council. Next event in 1945 is that the Indonesian Navy successfully seized Japan's naval power. August 21st is commemorated as National Maritime Day. The day refers to the history of the Indonesian naval forces that successfully seized Japan's naval power on August 21, 1945, exactly 4 days after Indonesian Independence Day. Indonesia, whose territory is known as the archipelago, is a maritime country. It is one of the largest archipelagic countries, with the longest coastline in the world, and more than 60% of its territory is covered by territorial waters. Indonesia has extraordinary marine wealth. Its various marine biotas can be consumed, such as pearls and petroleum. Then it has potential for beach tourism, marine sports, and wonderful seabed recreation for local and foreign tourists. And today in history, with the event in 1988, Nepal earthquake
killed 700 people. An earthquake occurred in North Bihar, Nepal on August 21, 1988. It is near the Indian border. The earthquake with 6.9 magnitudes on the Richter scale shook the region and killed at least 709 people and injured thousands of people. The earthquake also damaged about 50,000 buildings, including historical buildings. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tak berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, eh, eh.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang
cinta. Oh, oh.
are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Investment and Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises are committed to establishing cooperation to strengthen micro, small, and medium enterprises. The collaboration between the two ministries has marked by the signing of a cooperation agreement on Wednesday online from their respective offices. Deputy for Investment Cooperation at the Investment Ministry, Riyatno, in a statement issued on Wednesday said that the collaboration of both ministries is expected to help the national economy recover amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He noted that many of the micro, small, and medium enterprises do not yet have legality, such as the business identification number. The Ministry of Investment will help provide legality for micro, small, and medium enterprises as soon as possible. Riyatno further said that the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises has contributed a lot to the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises through various companies and subsidiaries. One of the programs that has been launched is the Digital Market or PADI UMKM, which aims to expand the market and increase the competitiveness of micro, small, and medium enterprises globally. Through this collaboration, both parties can exchange data and information between the online single submission system and the PADI UMKM platform. In addition, the scope of cooperation also includes facilitation activities for state-owned enterprises, their subsidiaries, and micro and small medium enterprises under the guidance of state-owned enterprises and or those registered on the PADI UMKM platform. The facilitation provided includes business licensing, investment facilities, dissemination of the submission of the investment activities report, resolution of business barriers, partnership with large-scale investment, as well as capacity building and competency development of human resources. According to the Central Statistics Agency, the number of micro and small and medium enterprises reaches 64.2 million. This figure reaches 99.9% of all businesses operating in Indonesia, absorbing 120 million of the 130 million Indonesian workforces, both formal and informal. Riyatno also stated that through the collaboration of the two ministries, the government wants to help micro and small medium enterprises to advance to become business actors with better legality and governance. Thus, they can increase the availability of employment opportunities and develop the local economy as well as strengthen the national economy.
Yang kita harapkan, kita inginkan, tak selalu sama. Cerita tentang kita memang pernah ada, kelak masih sama. Ibuku pernah bilang, tak peduli siapa, yang penting bahagia.
Sekarang dia yang kau kabari.
berdiri di sana berdua dengan dirinya. Aku tak bergerak. Jangan tanya ku bagaimana, pikirkan saja semua tentang hidup yang berjalan. Akhirnya kau berdiri di sana berdua dengan dirinya. Aku tak bergerak. Jangan tanya aku bagaimana, pikirkan saja semua tentang hidup yang berjalan. Akhirnya kau berdiri di sana berdua dengan dirinya. Aku tak bergerak. Jangan tanya aku bagaimana, pikirkan saja semua tentang hidup yang berjalan. Kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada, kita pernah ada.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in Indonesia, Yogyakarta is known as a paradise for traditional culinary lovers, particularly Japanese cuisine. For those of you who love traditional culinary, there are many places that offer various traditional foods in Yogyakarta that must be tried. One of them is Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. Sego Abang Lombok Ijo in Japanese language means red rice and green chili. This dish is a typical cuisine of Gunung Kidul region. Based on its name, Cabai Ijo, this dish is definitely spicy. Usually, food stalls which provide Sego Abang Lombok Ijo in Yogyakarta are open every day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. One portion of Sego Abang Lombok Ijo dish consists of brown rice, warm papaya leaves, sayur lodeh of Lombok Ijo, and various additional dishes. Sayur Lombok Ijo here is vegetable with coconut milk sauce and green chilies and tempeh in it. For additional dishes, there are several choices such as fried chicken, fried empal, tofu, tempeh, botok, and pepes. All the additional dishes except botok and pepes are prepared first, which are cooked with coconut milk and brown sugar. Then, this is fried. This dish is very popular because of the combination of the spicy savory taste of vegetable lodeh or sayur lodeh and the sweet and savory of the various additional dishes. Presenting a taste sensation, it makes people addicted to eating with warm brown rice. Moreover, there are also savory and slightly bitter tastes of warm papaya leaves of the dish. Sego abang sambal ijo is indeed a dish with a very rich taste sensation. If you love spicy taste, you can order onion sambal, which will increase your appetite. Listener, this typical food of Gunung Kidul really gives a comfortable village atmosphere. If you are looking for a food stall that sells Sego Abang Lombok Ijo, you can find it. One of the famous food stalls in the Kaliurang Tourism Area is on Jalan Pakem Turi, Sleman, Yogyakarta. The location exists among very beautiful rice fields and its building is like in the village. If you are in Yogyakarta, just take your time to taste the culinary delights of Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you next time.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Oh,
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, more recently, Karma Citrawati, a Balinese literary activist, has received an award as Newcomer of the Year from the Wikimedia Foundation. She received this award for her dedication as a Wikimedia volunteer in the development of Wiki Librarians or Wikisource in Balinese. The Wikimedia Foundation is a non-profit charitable organization that promotes the development and distribution of free multilingual contents hosted on several platforms, including the highly popular Wikipedia and Wikimedia Commons. Besides being a volunteer, Karma's activities also pioneered efforts to digitize and translate writings on ancient Balinese lontars. She is also the organizer of the Denpasar Wikimedia community and actively participates in social meetings. Karma is seen as setting an example for many people in the spirit of curiosity and community that characterizes many in this movement. Her work is said to have increased visibility into the Balinese language Wikisource and supported one of the Wikimedia projects in the local language. Denpasar Wikimedia community, initiated by Karma, developed the Wiki Pustaka, or Balinese language Wikisource, in 2020. The Balinese Wiki Pustaka is one of the Wikimedia projects that aims to build a library consisting of Balinese language sources. Currently, the contents of Wiki Pustaka are derived from the digitization of the lontar collections of the Bali Provincial Culture Service, which were transferred to multilingual Wikisource. Karma explained that many manuscript owners in Bali do not have a catalog for their manuscript collection. That's why she helps the Balinese people in preserving manuscript data on digital platforms. The benefits of this conservation itself are intended for the Balinese people in general. According to Karma, there are about 2,000 lontars available on Wiki Pustaka that can be accessed, read, and typed with various Balinese scripts that have been provided before they can be read together. That's why she hopes that everyone who is still active in or working in regional languages of the Wikimedia project can keep up the spirit. Because no matter how small the contribution is made, it can have a huge impact on the preservation of ancient manuscripts, which are also part of the original culture of Indonesia. Listener, that was miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Biarkan Malam Gelap Berlalu, Tubisang by Teti Supangat. Written by Budiman PJ, this song is about someone who is trying to recover from pain and adversity because of someone. She could no longer trust the person who had hurt and ruined her life. She let all the memories pass late at night and hoped for a better tomorrow. Here is Teti Supangat with the keroncong song entitled Biarkan Malam Gelap Berlalu. Enjoy!
Di ujung senja kau datang cuma seperti hari-hari yang lalu sebelum kau sakiti hatiku. Dunia tampak indah bersama redupnya mata. Kau ungkap cerita lama lagi, tak mungkin bagiku kan percaya. Bujuk dan rayu seribu kata luka dalam dada. Namun hatiku terlanjur luka karena engkau jua. Bisa kau renggut hati yang lama. Hari terlanjur luka kini tinggal puing berserakan. Biarkan malam gelap berlalu hingga hari
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di bakoikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.